you. Recordings are started.
Thank you very much, Carolyn. Good morning, good afternoon, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the GAC GNSO Consultation Group teleconference on Tuesday, 27th of May, 2014. On the call today, we have Anna Neves, Manal Ismail, Jonathan Robinson, Avi Doria. We have apologies from Volker Greimer and Suzanne Waddell. And from staff, we have Marika Koenigs, Olaf Nordling, and myself, Natalie Pogan. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Jonathan.
Hi, it's Jonathan Robinson, co-chair of the consultation group, together with Manal Ismail, who's on the call, and I'll be chairing the call today. It strikes me that we've got a very thin group, so thank you to those of you who have joined from both staff and participants from the group. This is, but it puts us in a somewhat difficult position, I feel. So I wouldn't mind some guidance. I think we could possibly talk informally through the agenda and go through it, but quite how empowered we are to make any decisions or really push things forward, I don't know. So I'll welcome any comments or input on that from you, first of all, before we kick off. Yes, Manal, go ahead.
Yes, Jonathan, thank you. This is Manal. I think we can do the agenda as you suggested and try to come up with points that need to be included and then post the question on the mailing list. And try to conclude things on the mailing list. But I think it's worth the discussion and coming up with the list of issues that we want to make decisions on. Thank you.
Thanks, Manal. And I see in the interim, David Cake has also joined us, at least in the Adobe Connect room. So, David, if you could confirm your audio as well. Yes, David, it's a little distorted. So thanks, David, just to let you know that audio isn't good at all, but it's good to know you're on. I suspect you can hear okay. That's fine. All right, so we've got, just going to run through briefly then the, as you can see up on your screen in front of you, the output from the previous call, and I will try and make this as efficient as possible because I don't want to spend too much time going over old ground. But key points were really that we considered having an informational update out prior to London, and that's a topic of specific discussion for this meeting, so we won't go into that now. I'm trying to scan through this and see what particularly, one of the key areas that I think is outstanding and I'd like to capture as an action, and ideally with one or more members responsible for it, possibly someone going in the first instance or reminding me where we are on this, is the role or sort of job specification in quotes, because clearly it's not a job as such, but for the liaison. Do we have, has one of us, and it may even be me, has one of us committed to draft an initial specification here? So my point is to staff, please, thanks Marika, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Marika. I actually already prepared a first draft, which I sent to you for review. Basically looking indeed at, you know, but more from a GNSO perspective, indeed, what will be the requirements of the role, what will be some of the criteria, and also already starting to think about what will be a potential selection process for that. So I'd send that to you for your input, you know, before being able to share that with the broader group, and maybe first, you know, sharing it as well with Manal and all of, to also get the GAC perspective in there, you know, before we share it with the broader group for discussion.
Okay, so my apologies for that. I had a feeling something was going on there, and I just had, that's something I've missed. So, Marika, if I could ask you to note that as an ongoing action item, and if you could please also commit to send it to myself, Manal, and Olaf, we'll make a first pass on it and then share it with the group for further feedback. Good. We talked about cross-checking with the work plan and making sure that what we were doing actually was consistent with the work plan in the set of actions. Has anyone done that check? I wouldn't be surprised if you had been through it, Marika, but I wouldn't mind any comment if we, you know, how well synchronized what we're actually doing is with the original draft of the work plan. Okay, thanks. So, Manal, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Jonathan. I tried to check the work plan. It's quite flexible, so I think we will be able to whatever we achieve into the work plan. I'm mindful that we have two remaining consultation group calls and two remaining work lead calls. So I think we have to plan accordingly that we accomplish what we need to accomplish for London in those four remaining calls. So, and I think we're pretty concrete on what we would like to achieve in terms of both work tracks. So we have to make sure we do the necessary progress on the calls to make sure we finish on due.
Thanks, Manal. That was pretty much my experience. I did go through the work plan and felt that it was similar to you, that and that we were reasonably clear on what we were trying to achieve by London. So I appreciate that confirmation. Is there anything else that anyone would like to comment on the previous action items that we should be covering? Before we move on to the main agenda, is there anything else that anyone would like to highlight, just skimming over that list visually, and if there's anything that you think should be covered that needs particularly highlighting? I mean, most of it's just guidance for where we were heading, I think, from the last time. Okay, good. Let's move on then on to item one of our formal agenda, which is to review and or comment on the briefing notes. So this is something that I guess Manal and I have been through together, and we believe it represents the position of the group to date. Obviously, there's an opportunity to comment via red line or perhaps even preferably leaving the pen with Manal and myself and do commenting using the document comment feature if you do have comments or issues with it so that you'd like to be modified or added. I sometimes find that's a more potentially effective way of working, where one or two hold the pen and others can comment or provide input, but I don't feel too strongly about that. Any comments, thoughts or input on that document? I'm not sure if every David or Anna staff have had opportunities to read or comment on that. But I think importantly, I'd like to highlight as well that the timetable that we propose to work on, we propose to, at the outset of this call, and maybe this is worth recording as an action item, Marika, is to say that this document is available for circulation and discussion on list up until Friday, at which point our members are, yes, encouraged to provide input and feedback, at which point we will finalize it on Friday and propose to publish this broadly as a reflection of the work of the group within the GAC and the GNSO as of Monday next week. Olaf, please go ahead.
Thank you, Jonathan. Well, just little comments. Of course, you can make some small edits, but I think it's a very fine document. And it, in a very succinct way, tells what where we are. One thing, very simply, at the end, there are resources. It's in square brackets, and I think we just quite easily just could make a reference to the wiki page on the GNSO website where everything is. That's a very helpful document.
That's a good point, and a fair point. We may, I mean, I take your point that essentially it's all covered there. We may want to pick out one or two other highlight items. We could say all the work of the group is open and tracked here, but specific highlights might be A, B, and C. So there may be a way of doing both, but it's a good point. Thank you. Manal, go ahead.
Thank you, Jonathan. Just to note that I have already shared the dates we agreed upon on the list, but again, it would be good if Marika sent a reminder. I also agree with inserting the wiki. I think this could go into the resources, the very final part of the brief, where we should insert the URL along with the URL of the survey that is ready by then. And I also note that we haven't read the number of the total number of the work group members, and this also has to be inserted. Thanks.
Thanks. That's a good point. I forget where we were with the document in terms of reflecting the link to the survey. I suppose that's a good point. We haven't got on our agenda here, or am I wrong here? The survey comes up in Consider Material for London. So provisionally, Manal, I agree with you. It would be good to have a link to the survey. I just want to make sure that others are comfortable with the content of that survey. But again, that's something we could refine between now and Friday. I think it was a very good first draft, that survey, and at first pass didn't have a whole lot of additions to offer. So again, Marika, we could take that as an action to republish or relink to the survey on the list at the end of this call and tell our colleagues that the intention is to publish the survey as a link from the briefing notes on Monday next week, so we need feedback by sort of close of the day on Friday this week. Just let me know if you disagree with that, and Marika, I see your hand is up.
Yeah, this is Marika. Just to know that the actual link that we're using now is just for preview purposes, so you know, when Friday comes, I basically need to finalize the survey, and then I can provide you with the link that would, you know, go to the live survey, basically.
Yes, thanks for that clarification. I understood. So for the purposes of sharing it with the working with the consultation group that we're working on now, we can continue to share that draft link, and then as of Monday next week, or as of close of play Friday, once we decide we've finalized things, we can send the link out. The final link. Manal, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, John. Just on a second thought, I think although the wiki URL would include all the documents and all the recordings, I think maybe in addition we can also bring specific material to the attention of our constituencies, like, for example, the two working documents of both work tracks. I mean, because if we just provide the wiki URL, then people would go through the link and then find a hell of information and might not get into the details of each and everything on the wiki page. So maybe in addition, we can also put the specific links to both work track documents, or maybe the survey as well. Anything we would like the people to, in specific, look into. I mean, it's good we have the recordings, but we are not expecting feedback on our archives or the recordings, but we really need their feedback on the documents and the survey. Thank you.
Thanks, Manel. That's in line with my thinking as well. I agree. I think it's very useful to highlight that all documents are available via the wiki, but the group specifically highlights A, B, and C documents. And right now, I think those are three very good suggestions, the information on the two different work tracks plus the survey. So, you know, there may be some additional one or two other additions, but that I'm in favor of the document being updated and to reflect that. It's in that way, that seems sensible. And thank you, Anna, for your comment earlier on the proposal. I think that related to the production of the survey by the deadline and then linking that into the document. All right, I think that covers for now the briefing note. So unless I see any other hands or concerns, I think we have a direction and a timing for that briefing note, which will be useful for a number of reasons. I think for the obvious reasons, but also happens to come out ahead of our GNSO Council call next week, and it's reasonably timely as far as the ICANN meeting is concerned. One thing that was bothering, though I don't think we can fix at all, is there's a sort of well-known document deluge that takes place ahead of the ICANN meetings, and I think that from memory that's 3 weeks ahead of the meeting, so unfortunately we're going to be caught in that deluge, I suspect. Can anyone confirm with me when the document deadline is for ICANN 50? Not to worry. There's not much we can do about it in any event. We will still target getting it out on Monday. I just don't want to get caught absolutely in a storm of documents and our work gets lost in that. But we will probably have to live with whatever it is. All right. Our next opportunity is to move on to talk about the day-to-day work track. As you know full well, there are two work tracks within this group. Yeah, Marika confirms that Monday is indeed the publication deadline for London. So I think that is as it is, but we might have to do a bit of work to make sure that our group is aware that as part of that now, what's now going to become the deluge of documents, our work will be published. So we've narrowed down for the present for focus in the run-up to London. I hope I'm expressing this correctly. Really focusing in on three particular options, which is what we know as A, F, and E. And just to remind myself and you all what A, F, and E are. Sure, I get this right. A is, of course, the GNSO liaison to the GAC. And I think what we're doing here to try and capture the item on A is we're going to be doing two things, really. One, we'll be indicating our intention to our respective organizations to go ahead with this liaison. And two, we will be providing a specification for what's expected of the individual undertaking that work, and making that clear, and essentially seeking, this is a really important point, I think, and I'd like your feedback or understanding, common understanding of this, but I think our intention is to go into London saying, this is what the group recommends, can we get GAC, your support for this, GNSO, your support for this. So that's the way I'm expecting we're going to do it. Thank you, Anna. I see a check mark from you in the Adobe Connect. Likewise, Manal. So that's currently our understanding. We take this proposal into the meeting, subject to any final refinements. And actually, when you look at the related points, which is, I think it's E and F, they are essentially quite closely connected, as it's described as well in the briefing note. Let me go on, because E is about further developing and expanding early awareness and notification. Well, really what we're saying is there, what we've decided to do there is publish and work on the survey, because without the survey and understanding how effective the current setup is, there's a questionable benefit to doing further work on it in this group without having proper data to work with. And then, of course, just reminding myself of F, which I believe I should know. Why am I struggling to see F?
This is Marika. F is the group of existing GNSO council PDP liaisons interacting with the GAC. But I think we discussed that might be a mechanism for the liaison to actually use or work with as they do their task.
Yeah, precisely, Marika. Thank you. I just didn't want to make sure it was that. That was my memory, and I was. But thanks for that prompt and those in the chat, Avri and Manal, have helped with that. So essentially, the discussion we had was initially, I think that was presented in the work group schedule as though these would be working directly with the GAC, and I think we sort of went back on that a little and subsequently agreed that really these are potential resources to the liaison, and it's covered in the briefing note, this understanding in this way, that these are potential resources to the liaison, and if necessary, can be brought into an interaction with the GAC as, if you like, specialists or experts on the area. And I think that's where we've got to. So thank you, Avri. You note that's an effective idea. I'm pleased with the idea as well. I don't think it was mine, so I can hopefully say that, because it seems that it's a useful way of A, adding to effectiveness to the role of the liaisons, and B, utilizing that well in this context. So my feeling is we're pretty settled on this. I'd quite like to read through the documents and those three options one more time and make sure there's probably more detail, particularly on the liaison, and really drilling down into the detail of expectations there as much as possible, so that the expectations aren't not met, and we actually meet them properly. So unless I'm missing something here, I think we're fairly well resolved, and what our goal now is to really tighten up each of these three, as we've started to do in the briefing note, and then convert this into communications material, which is the briefing note and the presentation for London. Manal, I suspect you're going to remind me of what else needs to be done. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Jonathan. No, actually, I was just going to ask about the level of detail you're going to get into for London. I mean, the document as it stands, it has so many questions, answers, comments, track change. Are we concluding in a different format? Are we proposing an overall scenario comprised of the three options, or presenting the three options separately? I mean, how do we expect to present this to our constituencies in London? Thanks.
Good point, Manal. I'll take a stab at answering that. I think the way I would see us dealing with this is saying, describing it in the following way. We would say we've looked at six options. We've considered a series of detailed questions and answers in and around them. In order to make progress, we decided to focus first on three options, but not to the exclusion of one another or all the others. But we felt we were able to move ahead with those without compromising other areas. And so then we would go into a little detail as to what we believe we have resolved, why we've resolved what we have, and where and if there are remaining open questions for feedback. But I think we probably need to be realistic that there is a limit to how much feedback we can expect on the detail issues. So for the most part, I would expect we'd be trying to really tie down our communication on what the questions were, how we decided to answer them, and where we think the right way going forward is, and then being mindful of feedback prior to what an implementation set of steps after London. But really, we're looking for, I think, either ratification of where we've got to or, you know, criticism and a requirement to change or modify elements of it. So I think it's a really fine line between providing an effective capability for feedback from our respective groups without making it so open-ended that we kind of making our overall groups do the work of this consultation group. But I feel we can get that, and I think we'll tease that out in drafting a presentation. So probably what the short answer to that is we should start to draft some our communication material, our proposed presentation as soon as possible, and that will flush things out. Marika, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Marika, and just to speak to the document that's on the screen, I think the idea more behind that was that it would be used or could be used by the group to capture ideas and suggestions and the conversation, so that eventually that could actually be incorporated into any kind of report or memo, or either even if it's just posted on a wiki as a kind of background material, you know, should someone come back and say, you know, why did you choose that option or why didn't you pursue, you know, one of the others, that we actually have something to show and say, look, we actually did, you know, go in detail through these different options, and here you can find a reference material. So maybe what we can do, you know, while you're also working on the other documents, try to update this at least for A, E, and S, and capture some more of the notes and discussions we've had. So maybe we can even just take that out, and that could potentially be an annex or a set, you know, a separate document that we just post on the wiki, so that those that are interested to see a little bit more of the background to the conversations and, you know, the options that were discussed or even discarded can do so, you know, through this material.
Thanks, Marika. Nassim and Al is supportive of that approach. I am too. I think that's very, very useful to try and make that document as current as possible, and we use that as a resource for preparing our material, as I said before, but also make it fully visible, which is what we would do in any event. But, yeah, it could be preparing it in such a way that can be made into background material where we strip out anything superfluous and add. I mean, all of this is recorded and available anyway, so that seems like a sensible suggestion. So I'm clearly most familiar, being a team lead, with this day-to-day interactions area, and it feels to me like we are at a reasonable point there, and we're okay to draw a line under this agenda item now. Is there any other comment or input anyone else would like to make on this particular item? All right, it seems sensible then that we switch to item 3, which is the PDP work track.
Jonathan.
Hello. Go ahead, yes, please.
We need to be mindful that when we're talking about option F, what we're saying there is a standalone option F as it's written right now, and what we're actually talking about is a modified option F where the liaisons, the GNSO council liaisons to the working groups, act in support of the GNSO liaison to the GAC. So as it's written now in option F, well, we should modify that in the presentation we make to the GAC and the GNSO in London.
Yeah, thanks, Philip. Absolutely. Good point. And you're absolutely right. That should be the modification. Maybe that's even, just to be crystal clear, it's useful to call it a modified or updated option F. And I think and hope that that will be captured by both our jointly or co-authoring of that of the presentation material, plus the update that Marika offered to do to the document a moment ago to make sure that we got the document updated. But yes, good point. And Marika confirms in the chat that it will be updated to reflect where we've got to. And that's critical. I agree. We need the document to not reflect a state we were in previously when we've moved on. So hopefully the combination of updating the document and preparing a current presentation will cover that. So item three then is to review the PDP work track and discuss and finalize some proposals for phases one and two. Now here, just to remind you all, phases one and two are the request for an issue report and the preliminary issue report. I wonder how much we can say here. I see maybe an old hand from Olaf and certainly a new hand from Manal. So, Olaf, I will just give you a moment to put down your hand or retain it if you wish to speak still. And the hand is gone, so we'll move on to Manal.
Thank you, Jonathan. And I have a few points to make here, though I'm mindful that we don't have Susanna and Amr, who are the co-leads on this work track. But first of all, I think one and two, and I stand to be corrected from Marika, I think phase one and two extend till step four. I think request for issue report and preliminary issue report, this is phase one. And I believe phase two, the issue report itself, which includes steps three and four, rejection of PDP requested by advisory committee, and step four, developing the charter for the PDP working group. So I think those were identified as the objective or as our target for the London. So I have more to add, but I can see Marika has her hand up, so if she's going to comment or correct directly this, I'll defer to her and then continue, if you don't mind, Jonathan.
Not at all, Manal. Thank you. So we'll go to Marika and then revert back to you.
Yeah, this is Rick, and definitely not correcting or changing. I just wanted to point to the language I posted in the chat that came from Suzanne's email, which I think aligns with what Manal was saying, to indeed focus on the first two phases that we said we would focus on. It's just first two steps, but I think we agreed that was the two phases. And just a small note, I also put it in the email in my response to Amr. We are actually in the process of updating the graphics to match the new color codes and make some minor improvements. And one of the things we noted as well, that the description issue report may not be the best description for what actually goes on in that particular phase. And I think we're going to update that to call it initiation, because it really talks about the vote on the issue report, as well as formation of a drafting team to develop a charter, which seem to align more with the term initiation, while the issue scoping is really the phase where the preliminary issue report is published and initial conversations go on. So I just wanted to know that we are in the process of changing that. I don't know how quickly that will happen, but when we have those new graphics, we may just also update that here accordingly.
So, Marika, a couple of clarifying questions then before we revert back to Manal. When you say we are in the process of changing this, you mean we are changing the way in which this is reflected in sort of standard GNSO communications documents rather than just simply confined to the work of this group?
Yeah, it isn't, Rick. It's correct. I'm specifically talking about the graphics. The graphics that we've
understood.
Also used as the basis for the outline here.
Yeah, okay. So, because really there's two potential areas for confusion. One is within the materials of this consultation group, And two, to the extent that the materials within this consultation group in some way differ or don't entirely overlap with those of the standard communication materials of the GNSO, there's scope for confusion. So you're essentially working to iron out those wrinkles and resolve any prospect of confusion.
Correct.
Great. Thanks, Marika. And so my second question then is, can you just make sure for all of us and for the record we clear, when we talk about phases and steps, do we have a common understanding of these three things? Are we talking about four phases with multiple steps? There's many more than four steps. Is that really what we're talking about here? Because this goes back to Mikey's attempt to sort of distill the PDP into quadrants and a simplified representation, which was visually and practically very useful. But I just want to make sure that we all have a common understanding of phases and steps. And so when we talk, we know what we're talking about.
Yeah, this is Rick. I'm not sure if that was directed to me, but indeed, I think there it may be good to have some clarification around that, because I think the way it's currently indeed written is the phases are the steps. Well, I think what we're trying to say is, because before we didn't have those overarching categories, so maybe we want to say indeed that the issue scoping is the phase, and within that, there are, I think, four different steps, and maybe it's something we can actually clarify. I think it's actually two. Maybe we can clarify that in the document, that the phases are the high-level categories, and within that, there are different steps. And as I said before as well, the steps that are specifically included in this document are those that have a component of engagement. There are other steps in the overall PDP that currently don't have an engagement component, but of course it doesn't mean that the group may not want to consider that at some stage once, I guess, we've looked at what currently exists and have identified where there may be gaps or need to do additional work.
Thanks, Marika. It was directed to you. I just wanted to make sure, because you are as expert as any of us on the sort of incremental points within the PDP process, and so I just think it's very useful if we can try as best as possible, and is to ensure that we work with a common terminology in this group at least, and that overlaps as closely as possible with the actual terminology used in managing the PDP within the GNSO. Now, I know Manal has been very patient as I've asked these sort of clarifying questions. I see Olaf's hand has gone up as well, which may be a response. So let me just make sure that, Olaf, if you wanted to respond to one or more of those clarifying questions before we come back to Manal.
Yes, thank you, Jonathan, and it's all off for the record. And just a suggestion, because I think we shouldn't overlook the usefulness of the little graphics we have in the one-pagers that are distributed to the GAC. It's a straight line of the various phases, and whether that's exactly like we are talking about it now, but at least many of the GAC members would recognize those steps. And also the graphics is it explains very well and in a simple fashion what's going on, the various steps. So I would just recommend that we try to use that one when we make the presentation for London.
Okay, I'm going to check this with you. You mean, I think, those sort of linear graphics which have a series of arrows that run through different phases. Is that what you're referring to, Olaf?
Yes, it is, indeed.
Yeah, okay. And because that's been regularly communicated to GAC members, to the extent that we can refer to that type of similar visual reference point, that'll be useful.
That was my thought, yes.
Yeah, no, that's helpful. Thanks. I think that's just checking if that's consistent with what Suzanne was referring to. Let's come to you, Manal, and I'll check Suzanne's comment in the chat or the comment that's been posted there on her behalf by Marika from her email. Go ahead, Manal.
Thank you, Jonathan. And actually, I was looking to Suzanne's email also because she also mentioned stages and phases and steps and this is where exactly we were talking, and we need to be consistent, because she said focusing at the outset on the two first steps. So I wonder if she meant to say the first two phases or two steps. I think we need to seek some clarification from her, unless you and Marika already understand what exactly she meant. But again, back to my point, I was going to suggest that in light of discussion, the interactive discussion in the column issues and questions, maybe we should try to conclude and come up with a proposal that could be inserted in the proposal column. I mean, just to see where discussions concluded and we reached a proposal, and where things are still open. And I think it would make our work easier to conclude from this specific column. So before proceeding, again, I see Marika's hand, so maybe this is a direct response to me. If you don't mind, I will again defer to Marika.
Go ahead,
thanks, Jonathan. So this is Marika. Yes, I think in response to Manal, I think it will be helpful to actually indeed walk through the issues and questions, because I think what we're at least, you know, coming from the staff side or maybe GNSO side, what we're interested to hear is, especially from the GAC perspective, you know, why some of the current mechanisms may not be working, or what could be done to improve those. I think we've been able to try to identify for each of the phases what currently happens, and I think then a couple of questions and issues have been identified with those, which then hopefully may result into some concrete proposals on how we can improve the existing engagement opportunities. And I guess eventually from there we may be able to look at as well, you know, are there any elements missing, or do we need to look broader than to what, you know, currently exists and is available in relation to early engagement and input.
So, Marika, just to check that, are you suggesting that we do that walkthrough? Is your sort of suggestion or proposal that we do that walkthrough in London during the course of our interaction together?
This is Marika. I would actually think it would probably work better if we do it in this group and maybe be able indeed to already come with some ideas or suggestions in London, and just test whether people believe that, you know, that could work, or maybe, you know, other ideas that may come up. But maybe having an open discussion there may not be the most, you know, productive use of time. And if instead, you know, this group can think through some of these ideas. And I think, again, especially looking to, you know, the GAC participants in this group to identify how some of these things may work better, instead of, you know, working groups sending a notice to the GAC secretariat or to the GAC chair, or, you know, posting on a website what are more effective ways of getting those requests across and being able, you know, to digest and provide feedback.
Okay, so I think I'm hearing three things then. I think what we're proposing to do is, we in and around this work, is clearly we're going to work on the survey, and that will go ahead. The second thing we need to do is make sure we are crystal clear with this group, and I'm probably going to be looking to you, Marika, here to maybe even write a very small briefing note on the phases, particularly focusing on these early two phases steps, or, you know, and make sure we're very clear on what the scope of our discussion right now is, because after all, as we discussed before, this is all about early engagement. And then third, that we tackle this systematically at our next call and walk through it step by step and make sure we understand, A, what the concerns or issues are, and B, how they might be mitigated, so that we're in better shape to present and discuss this in London. So that's my suggestion, where we're at with where we could make some progress on these three items. But I know, Manal, your hand is up, so let's see if that's coincident with your thinking or what else needs to be done.
Thank you, Jonathan. Yes, I fully agree. And thanks, Marika. I also agree to what you have typed in the chat, and this is my understanding also of our target for London. The first two phases, which are issue scoping and issue report. And yes, this is my intention to conclude in the proposals column, and like Marika, I feel that we should do this here within the group and come back and go to London with some concrete proposals. Like you said, Jonathan, we should not expect people to come with or to give us some real-time feedback, so we have to really trigger this with some concrete proposals. I had a general remark reading through the questions, particularly on what Mike was proposing. I feel we should be focusing on GAC input or GAC feedback rather than GAC volunteers submitting input that doesn't speak officially for the GAC. Because, I mean, this option already exists and individual governments are always encouraged to provide their input. But I believe the core focus of our group and the objective of the group should be a GAC input. So I hope we are on the same page in this. I mean, whenever it's possible to have a GAC position, of much more weight to the GNSO process, I believe, rather than individual unofficially speaking for the GAC. And that's it for now. Thank you.
Okay, good point. Thanks, Manal. Marika?
Yeah, this is Marika. Just a response to Manal's comment that, you know, I absolutely agree that, of course, whenever there is a formal GAC position or agreement on an issue, that will be the most helpful to be provided back to a working group. But just to know that in those cases where it doesn't exist, it may still be very helpful or useful for a working group to, you know, get different governmental perspectives on a certain issue, so at least that can be considered as part of the conversation. So I think the concern is, even if there's not a GAC position, but there's no further input from government, there's no way for a working group to actually take that into account, even if it's not a unified position. And then there may be the issue that, you know, by the time it gets to recommendations, that either certain governments have concerns, or even at that stage, maybe there is a more broader GAC position around an issue. So I think at least from a working group position, I think any input they can get at this stage is helpful, with, you know, the most preferred option obviously being, you know, formal GAC input or feedback. But I think, you know, most of them would also welcome individual input, or at least a outline of the different positions that may exist on a topic, as that may already give some indications or where, you know, concerns or issues may arise as a working group goes through its process.
Okay, so they are not necessarily inconsistent, and could be helpful to get the informal input on the way. I think that covers what we can do in this call. That's my feeling on the PDP work track, unless someone tells me something else. Our next item then, as we approach towards the top of the hour, and I believe we covered the bulk of this already, is consider material for London, which is both the survey and the presentation. Now, we've talked about timing for the survey and how that might be, proposals to modify that might be taken between now and Friday this week. We've also talked about starting to draft the presentation. My sense is that this is something which is probably a responsibility that Manal and I should take a lead on, but I'm open to anyone else suggesting or providing any comment or input as to how we handle the presentation but I suspect it's probably something we should ideally commit to bringing you a first draft of by the next meeting in 2 weeks' time. I don't know how you feel about that, Manel. Okay, thanks. So that's something you can note, Marika, in the record of actions. We've already made our notes on the survey, and then the presentation is something which first draft will be shared with the group in 2 weeks' time, you know, by 2 weeks' time for discussion at the next meeting. I'll probably regret committing to that, but nevertheless, I think it's the right thing to do. That seems to cover item four, and then item five is AOB. So let me throw it open and just see in case Anna, Avery, David, Manal, Olaf, Marika, any of you have anything further you'd like to add or make sure we consider or remind ourselves of. Okay, sounds like we are in reasonable shape then. We've got quite a bit to be getting on with, and hopefully it's well captured in the notes that have been taken by Marika during the meeting. So thank you very much, staff, for your support. Thanks to those of you who were able to be on the call, and I hope it's productive for those of you who are listening to the audio as well. Look forward to working with you all online in the interim. Thanks, everyone.